This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. And as the nation watches the results come in the race for president, here in Arkansas, we've been watching results come in a number of races. No big surprises. We've had the Democratic challengers, or the Republican incumbents, I should say, have effectively staved off any challenges. KUAR's Bobby Ampazon has been talking with a couple of folks, including Connor Eldridge, the Democratic candidate who lost tonight in his bid for Senate. And you also have, you talked with the Democrat challenging French Hill for the 2nd District. Bobby, what's going on with you right now?
That's right. I've been kind of running up and down Clinton Avenue here between Big Whiskey's, which is the site of the Connor Eldridge watch party, and then Gastano's Pizzeria, just a few doors down, the site of the watch party for Diane Curry. A much smaller affair that one was. Curry arrived about half an hour, 40 minutes ago to applaud the folks there. There were about 30 or 40 of them. Very supportive, a lot of them close friends and family. I talked with Curry. She did not rule out another run in 2018. She said, quote, "I'm going to pray on it." She was in good spirits, but there was no question but that, you know, that it was a bit of a foregone conclusion. Here at the Eldridge Watch Party, a lot livelier. People are hanging around. Connor's talking to some supporters. People are watching with a little bit of anxiety these national returns coming in on CNN, showing a much tighter presidential race than I think these folks had in mind, but nonetheless festive, even though Eldridge, within the last hour, gave his concession speech.
Okay, that's KUAR's Bobby Ampazon, and joining me in the studio is Hal Bass with Ouachita Baptist University and Gwen Moritz with Arkansas Business. And it really has been something watching the national race at this point, very tight between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump.
Yes, it certainly has. And I think this suggests that the pollsters probably overrated Clinton's support in the electorate and underrated Trump's support in the electorate. How this is going to play out ultimately remains to be seen, but it is certainly a much, much closer race than what we were thinking even 3 hours ago.
This shows a change in how politics has traditionally operated.
It shows us that the things that the conventional wisdom that, you know, experience matters. Remember, Barack Obama was not experienced enough in government for the Republicans. This year, no experience is better somehow. It tells us that polling is less reliable than it used to be. And I think a lot of pollsters have actually known this for several years, that the demise of the landline and the rise of the of online polling and cell phone use and things like that have messed with their models. It's just and some of the pollsters don't believe in what's been called the Bradley effect, and we can go into a long history about why it's called the Bradley effect, but that is the idea that people will tell pollsters they're voting for a candidate that's perceived to be more politically correct, but will go into the booth and actually vote for the non-politically correct one in the privacy of the of the voting booth. And maybe some of that is going on. I mean, Donald Trump himself promoted himself as not politically correct. I don't know. It's hard to say.
At this point, Arkansas, Donald Trump obviously declared, but picked up 61% of the vote compared to 34% for Hillary Clinton. And if you're wanting to see other races, you can find that on our website, KUAR.org. But a few other races to run through. John Bozeman, as I mentioned, winning with 61%. French Hill with 60%. One tight race still for Issue 6, the medical marijuana constitutional amendment. At this point, with 24% of the precincts in, that is ahead, 51% to 49%, which would make Arkansas the first state in the South to go along with medical marijuana. But again, you can find more, and you can start off your morning tomorrow with a full complete wrap-up and analysis.